February 16th, 2014, Sunday afternoon service. Today we are going to study from Psalm 46. To the chief musician, a psalm of the sons of Korah, a song for Alamoth. God is our refuge and strength, very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. Today I want to talk about moving mountains. Throughout the Bible, there are many expressions that if you just understand them literally, they don't mean much. You have to have the mysteries revealed to you. In the natural, mountains don't move. Mount Fuji has not moved as long as we know, and it has been there for centuries. But this expression is a metaphor for something else. Jesus always spoke in parables, as it says in the book of Mark. And since the Bible, both Old and New Testaments, were written by God, it should contain many parables and talk about the mysteries of the kingdom of God. God does not treat everyone equally, since he only reveals mysteries to certain people, but not to all, as Jesus said, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. Our church might not have an impressive service like other big churches, but what I would like to stress at this church is our commitment to discover the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. The psalm talks about moving mountains, earth melting, and seas roaring, almost like a natural catastrophe. As for the expression about moving mountain, there are other parts in the Bible that speaks about that. Let's look at the Revelation chapter 8, verse 8. And the second angel sounded, and as it were a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea, and the third part of the sea became blood. A mountain was thrown into the sea in this verse by the angel. This is my interpretation, but I think the moving mountain could mean the church. In the book of Revelation, it tells us that in the end time, many things are moved and shaken, including those things that have never been moved before. The Revelation chapter 6 verse 14 also says this, "Then the sky receded as a scroll when it is rolled up, and every mountain and island was moved out of its place." And on the mountain usually has trees growing, like olive trees and fig trees, and olives and fig trees are all metaphor for Christians. And the mountains that is nourishing those trees is the church. The church is supposed to stand still for eternity and to be the only place where the truth is told. But in the end time, even the church will be moved, it says, and be thrown into the sea. I think the sea is a spiritual ocean. It also says that blessed are those who understand the mystery of the book. So we really have to read into the book. And in the end time, all these unthinkable things will happen. Same thing with the ministry of Jesus Christ. Many unthinkable things happened, and his ministry lasted for 3.5 years, and the Great Tribulation will also last for 3.5 years. And Jesus coming down for the first time is a model for the second coming. It is like the unmovable, unquestionable mountains were moved to end the Old Testament era so the new era can start. The priesthood was all handled by the sons of Levi, and the lawyers were all descendants of Moses. They were the mountains for people, and their status were supposedly unmovable. But by the time Jesus came, the mountains had already moved, and Levites and lawyers were far from where they were supposed to be spiritually. That's why they could not accept Jesus. And most of the times, people usually think that they are the one who stay still, and it is always the others who have moved or changed. The same thing with the Levites and the lawyers. They did not think that they had moved. They thought Jesus was wrong, so they persecuted him and crucified him. So the revelation is warning us that unthinkable will happen to the church. The burning mountain means spiritual attacks and the deception that church will experience, just like the Catholic is experiencing now, by saying that there is no hell, and the Pope saying that the Bible contains errors. Not only the Catholics, but also the Protestants. Those sisters who came here yesterday told us that their church in Kanagawa now has elected an officer who is homosexual. It is obvious that this mountain has already moved. Jesus said, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away." So we have to hold on to his word, not the church or anything else, because the mountains have moved and will move. Going back to the Psalm 46, verse 3. Though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. As I mentioned, the water means spirit. So the mountain will be shaken and moved by the spirit. We have made a video to warn people about some Pentecostal churches like Toronto Blessings by Benny Hinn and Rodney R. Howard Brown. It was like a demonic revival. We have also received the mail from someone who goes to a Pentecostal church, and I was told that the church is experiencing much chaos and internal conflict. I believe they are under spiritual deception, and they don't even know it. But I was also told that they now have a prayer that goes on for 24 hours, and they believe they are guided by God. And I see that they are going to a different direction. And the Pentecostal people believe that they are going to the right direction, and they think they are doing some kind of spiritual warfare, and the church will have a revival, and God will glorify the church, etc. But I think they are all wrong. I think the only thing that is right is the Word of God. And the Word of God says the church will move with fire and water. Verse 4. There is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the middle of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn. But as a contrast to the moving mountain, the city of God does not move. And have a river flowing through it. So there are churches that move, and there are other churches where God dwells do not move. Our church is very small in size and number, but we want to be one of the unmoving one. If you're moved by the Holy Spirit, you will not be affected by the demonic spirit like Benny Hinn. While other churches are moving around with different doctrines on the Great Tribulation, we have not moved because we have been seeking the Holy Spirit. Also, for the interpretation of the nation of the beast, many used to say that it was Europe, but we have been always saying that it is the United States. Then we got the confirmation from the book of Daniel, chapter 3. Many, including the evangelicals, are moving towards the path of compromising, saying that the Catholics could also do some good for people. Many are moving, but we have not budged because the city of God should not be moved. The nations raged, the kingdoms were moved, he uttered his voice, the earth melted. Like the earth shook when we had an earthquake and March 11th, the spiritual ground will be shaken too, like some American churches saying that homosexuality is acceptable. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. Please note that when you see the word earth, it is usually used in a negative meaning. In the Revelation 2, it says those who dwell in the earth. It is translated as to live in Japanese, but in English, a word dwell is used, and dwelling is to settle down. Abraham and others who were passing through the earth was never called a dweller. So those who dwell are someone opposite of Abraham and his descendants, those who do not enter into the kingdom of God and stay on earth. And the Lord has made desolation in the earth for those who dwell on it, and Lord has destroyed his churches because of their own sins and wrong doctrines. When it comes to deception, I was thinking about Tokyo mayoral election we just had, and Mr. Masazoe was elected, and the media reported that it was a landslide victory because of his immense popularity. But I did not agree, and I did some internet research, and I found this clip of him giving a speech on YouTube. He had no audience, maybe 10 people or so. But the other candidate was much more popular, drawing 2,000 or 3,000 people in Shinjuku while giving a speech. When someone is popular, you would think that this would be reflected on the election result. But this was not the case, and the previous election was also known to have some kind of electoral fraud. No one supported the nuclear power, and no one wanted to have a war, but those who support the nuclear power and the Japanese military got all elected. Especially in the past 2-3 years, the elections have not reflected people's voice. So what I feel is that the politics is not done by those who we select, but those who want to rule is ruling, and I feel like the same thing will happen in the Christian community too. So I think that the Protestant will be deceived and will become more like the Catholics, preaching lies. Do I want that to happen to them? No, but it will happen because of their unpreparedness. And the Bible says that it is God who brings a desolation in the earth as a judgment. The revelation comes with a warning saying not to delete the word or not to add the word. Other books do not come with such a strong warning. So do not take this book lightly. From verse 9, he makes the wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cut the spear in two. He burns the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Know that I am God means everything will unfold as God tells us so. Even in the Revelation, Satan's move is part of God's calculation. So the summary of this chapter is the mountain, the Church of Jesus Christ, will move. And the Revelation does confirm that. The church will move and will change, and God will judge the church and bring desolation to her. But when everything is shaken and moving, there will be some churches which will not be moved because they are filled with the Holy Spirit. So the Psalm 46 sounds very poetic, but it actually talks about a scary thing, and that is actually happening. And this is in line with everything else that we have been preaching. So you might think that I'm again saying the same thing, but I should be saying the same thing because I cannot change God's message. You should be alarmed if I start preaching something totally different. So today is a warning about the moving mountain.